This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. Top congressional leaders are nearing agreement on a long-delayed COVID-19 relief package. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
After a night of meetings, optimism from the Senate's leaders.
We made major headway toward hammering out a targeted pandemic relief package.
The finish line is in sight.
On a roughly $900 billion package that would include new stimulus checks, aid to businesses, and help for shipping vaccines. Under intense pressure, both sides are giving on priorities that had been sticking points, including aid to state and local governments and corporate shields for COVID-related lawsuits. President-elect Joe Biden says he's encouraged by the progress, but more will have to be done after he takes office. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services says a vaccination program for assisted living and nursing homes will launch Monday with the capacity to deliver thousands of vaccinations a day. In remarks at an Operation Warp Speed briefing, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said the vaccine program is on track.
As of today, shipments of vaccine will have been delivered to every delivery site identified by public health jurisdictions for our first wave of shipments.
Azar said it's important for trusted authorities to take the vaccine in public, especially leaders in racial minorities, to show government confidence in the program. The secretary made his comments after touring a vaccination operation at Georgetown University Hospital in Washington. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is quarantining after coming into contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. The State Department said Pompeo had tested negative but was being monitored. Pompeo had been expected to attend a cabinet meeting on Wednesday and meet on Thursday with President-elect Joe Biden's nominee.